today we got hot fire for you, but we want to let you know there may be some baby sounds, some baby. We out here being dads, and I just couldn't get the help I needed today to get this podcast recorded.
Help is on the way.
You know what I'm saying? Without baby interruptions. So if you hear some voices in the background like that, it's because we love y'all. We still want to record, but I still got to be a dad. So forgive us.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Build a Better Us podcast. The president of Build a Better Us, BJ Thompson, and licensed therapist, John J.P. Parker, are about to discuss spiritual, relational, and personal development from a refreshing perspective. Be sure to stay tuned to the end to find out how you can become a part of the BBU Nation. But for now, we hope you enjoy this conversation with BJ and J.P.
Hey everybody, I'm John Parker.
And I'm BJ Thompson.
And this is the Build a Better Us podcast. We out here yet again, not living in the land of arrogance, but able to feel ourselves. Yeah. Just because we're providing quality content for the people.
Yeah, I like to call it the land of thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not survive.
Yeah, yeah.
The land of thrive.
We out here thriving. We thriving and we want y'all to thrive too.
That's exactly right.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, today's topic we talking about moving on.
Okay.
When you've stayed around too long, when it's time to go, when it's time to, what they say, grow and go.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Yeah, you got to glow up.
Glow up. As my colleagues would say, you need to learn how to level up. Okay? Grow up when you show up. Know up when you blow up.
That's it. I mean, the game is to be told, not sold.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing out here. Although some things will be for purchase.
Yeah.
But this game right here is simple as push play or download on your favorite podcast site, and we in there. More importantly, Build a Better Us site. You know what I'm saying? That's where you need to be getting all the game from. So in contrast of talking about when it's time to go, when it's time to move on, when you've outgrown your situation, we're having this competition, not even competition, just conversation about KD versus LeBron.
Whoa, KD versus LeBron? I thought we'd been talking about LeBron and MJ.
I mean, that's, you know, that's not for us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Some people say that's not even a conversation.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be. It just depends on what your criteria for conversation is.
Yeah, the conversation.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is it wins or is it legacy of just scoring points?
LeBron's pretty close, so let's just say that.
Hey, man. You know, some would say Kareem is blowing them both out the water. You know what I mean? So it just depends what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the backdrop of this conversation starts with a conversation about why a man who owes nothing to a city decides to leave an organization that clearly is not trying to win a championship.
Goodness gracious.
Some may say you can't beat them, join them. I say if you're trying to win, win. And so this starts at circa 2000 and something when there's a team called the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
They just lose a championship to LeBron James and the rest of his team, like Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and some other intangibles that helped them. I think they won the series 4-1, if I'm not mistaken. Directly after that, the Oklahoma City Thunder decide that, you know what? We got this KD guy. We got this Russell Westbrook guy. We got this guy coming off the bench who maybe is a star, future star, you know, James Harden. Who's ever heard of this guy? So we're going to let him go because we don't want to give him that max money. Let him shoot off to Houston and we'll keep what we got and we'll see what we do in the future to come.
Mm.
Slowly but surely, they decide to get rid of this piece, get rid of that piece, get rid of this piece. And it becomes apparent to Kevin Durant that he's not going to win a chip in this city.
But should he care that he's going to win a chip in this city?
He's a basketball player who's done nothing but play basketball all his life. From the mean streets of
what about loyalty, man? Why did he not care about loyalty over championship?
So again, if he breaks his ankle and can't play for 3 years, what do you think is going to happen to him? He shipped out year one.
He shipped out.
So where's the loyalty? What loyalty only goes one way, is what you're saying.
Okay.
When somebody's
that's a valid point.
When somebody's giving you a check, when master say, here's your bread, here's your sustenance, here's the roof over your head, but when you can't pick no more cotton, you're no longer of use to massa.
Oh.
Is that a bad analogy?
I agree.
Okay, right?
I agree.
So loyalty goes as far as I am concerned. Where I am concerned about me.
So I need to make a point. I think you're making a great point here. We look at sports as entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
look at sports as a way to argue points.
Yes, yeah.
About our expertise in sports. Mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. And even relive our failed or successful moments as people who did not make it all the way.
Gotcha. Right? I'm with you. I follow.
We don't look at sports as a business.
Absolutely.
And because we don't look at sports as a business, we can't see when a business isn't growing and now a brand isn't developing.
Go ahead, bro. You're making a point. Go ahead.
What you say? So if we run with... I'm good. What you just did was move right along. that's what you call an interjection. And what you've interjected means that it's time to keep it pushing because that's what KD decided to do.
He did.
He said,
did they burn his jersey?
They did all that. Called him a cupcake. They did all of that stuff. Same thing they
did. It's always bad when they burn your jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know... Who is the person that starts the fire?
Right.
You know.
And everybody just shows up.
Bro, those jerseys are like $150.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
They put them on fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, who got the money to be burning $150?
Bunch of angry people. I mean, that's just the bottom line of what happens, man. People get upset. They get frustrated. But what you're saying is the point. They don't see things from a business perspective, right? Mm. You're in your feelings. You're in your emotions. You want your hero to stay there. The guy that gives you a chance to win a championship leaves, and you're mad.
Mm.
But you're not mad at the organization. You're mad at the individual. Because you can tweet Kevin Durant. You can tweet me. You can tweet you. But you can't tweet at the Oklahoma City Thunders. You can't tweet at the president or the CEO. More than likely, they won't respond to what you're saying, right? So when people get frustrated, they can only take it out on the person that's closest to them or the level that they think they can get to, right?
Yeah.
So when you come to the stadium, here's the signs, here's the this and that. We'll make fun of you. People were painting giant cupcakes on their stomach or whatever the case may be to get back to this guy.
They painted a bad giant cupcake.
Right.
I'm like, I didn't know what a cupcake dude was until I started seeing oh, yo, that's a cupcake sign. Like,
right.
You're saying he's a cupcake. Yeah, I think that probably is the most challenging thing is, man, sports and just the like is so entertaining. You forget it's an actual business.
It is a business.
And you know, these guys and women, right? Because I'm working on misogyny
right now.
They're working with agents.
Yeah.
They're working with lawyers.
Yes.
They're working with trainers and behind the scenes people that build their brand. They're working with sponsorships. They are painfully aware every time that bill come in every month.
Yeah.
Every time that mortgage come in every month.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, whatever service is rendered, you know, receipt is coming every month. They know this is a business.
Right.
And therefore, as they play, participate, and entertain, they have to make that business decision.
Got to make the business decision.
Yeah.
So in our lives, what we're trying to tell y'all, if y'all haven't caught it, you have to make business decisions.
Your life is a business?
Your life is a business.
Mm.
You are a brand.
Wow.
Right? You're a brand. It doesn't matter if you're trying to sell your brand or if you're just trying to maintain your brand. You are a brand.
Go into that. I don't think people believe themselves to be a brand. What do you mean by that?
So if you're into cybersecurity and Facebook and all these things that are happening, right? There's two camps. They said when it comes to online stuff, you're either selling a product or you are the product, right?
Mm.
So when you think about being a brand, when you think about your life as a brand, when you think about you as an individual have to monitor your brand, you have to make sure that your brand is strong, it's solid. It's who the people you hang out with. It's the people you have in your circle.
Mm.
It's the people you have on your friends list.
Mm.
It's the people you're LinkedIn with.
Mm.
And if these are sour, not solid, weak connections, your brand is tarnished.
Wow.
If you're not in a position to win, if you're not in a position to be seen in a better light, if you're not in a position to call shots and demand things happen, your brand is weak.
Wow. You know, I think this is an era of people believing that nothing really matters. Mm-hmm. They can say whatever they feel and that it's called being inconsequential.
Yeah.
That the idea is that you can just do and say whatever and there's just no consequences for it.
Right.
You know, because we forget. I mean, you know. There's been a couple of incidents this year, major, and they seem like, yo, this is the biggest thing. But because of the news cycle, within a couple of days, it's like it's all forgotten, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's probably one of the greatest illusions to fight is just because it's forgotten, seemingly, doesn't mean it doesn't tarnish your brand.
Right. And you think about it. So it starts from the top down. We have a person in the highest office of the land who says and does things.
He does.
And I heard on the news the other day, I said, the stuff that he said and done, once he's not president anymore, oh, the indictments can come.
Ooh.
A couple of days ago, depending on when you're listening to this, he made a comment that if he pardoned himself, it's all good because I can do that. His lawyers say he is the chief justice in America, so he can't obstruct justice. But what happens when you're not the chief justice anymore?
Wow.
Right? What can you do? Wow. Right? When Dan Gilbert writes a letter and says LeBron James is trash.
Yep, he said it.
Right?
And he said, listen, he said they will never, he said they'll win a championship without LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But did you? Right? So you can't retract things, right? So when we're talking about building brand, when we're talking about it's time to move on, people have to understand that you can stick around. It's like, you ever heard the analogies of fleas on a dead dog?
No, I've heard this.
You know, fleas and ticks and mosquitoes, yeah, they need blood, right? Right,
yeah,
but they need blood to survive. If you're a flea on a dead dog, you're going to die.
No, why? Why? They got blood.
The blood is going to be bad and old and spoiled.
Oh,
and there's not going to be new blood created.
Oh, I never thought about that.
A dead animal don't make new blood.
Oh.
A dead animal don't make fresh blood.
See, this is, you just taught me a biology lesson.
That's what I do, that's man. I could have been anything. You know what I'm saying? My brain is strong right now. As we speak, the brand is being built, man. Oh, man. My legacy can't be tarnished. Well, I won't go that far. That's some LeBron talk. I got enough rings.
I'm incarnated word. I am the living message.
I don't need the Amplified Bible.
I am
the Amplified. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's listen, if you're just not checking out the reference, go back. Episode 1 of 3,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about a message of being amplified by Bob. Go ahead.
Right? So, if business, when it's time to move on,
yeah,
being a brand, building a brand, we are in a generation where you can't help but be a brand.
Hmm.
There's a TV show on Netflix called Black Mirror, right? There's a series, it's like sci-fi meets the end of the world being sad. Like, it's nothing.
It's 2018 Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Not too many happy episodes, right?
Yeah.
There's this one episode where they do social capital, like they're doing in China right now, mm-hmm. right? Everywhere you go, somebody's got a phone and they're rating you 1 to 5 stars. If you take too long at the grocery store, 2 stars. If you work at a rental car agency and you take too long to get somebody their car, there's 1 star for you, right?
I need that service.
I mean, but
I need that service today. Go ahead.
And so what happens in real life is that you will have a situation like they're doing in China where you have bad manners and your brand is bad and you can't get invited to certain things. You can't shop in certain places. You're not allowed to go certain places, right? So when KD's thinking like, hey, I want to win a chip. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I want to play for an organization that cares about their players, right?
Yeah.
I want to play with a team that are unselfish, that pass the ball around, that I don't have to be that guy every single night, that I can take a night off, I can have a bad game, and nobody's looking to burn my jersey, right? And go to an organization that if I decide to leave, people aren't going to burn my jerseys. The people in the town got better things to do than to burn jerseys, bro.
Yeah.
Bruh. Gruden is back in town. He is about to be the coach of, or he is the coach of the Raiders. Gruden beat the Raiders in a Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I didn't know this.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, they did.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a long time ago.
But I'm saying, bro, if you can bring a guy into your city that's like, yo, you torched us for a Super Bowl win and be like, hey, we just want to win too? That's what Oakland provides for a team. There'll be no cupcake references for KD when he leaves Oakland, even if they didn't win a championship. You know what I'm saying? Unless he came in and single-handedly dismantled the team, slept with Aisha Curry, slapped, you know what I'm saying, Klay Thompson. Unless he did something that took away from the essence of who the Warriors is, bro, he's good, bro. So you have organization, you have structure, you have building a brand, and you have the idea of when it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Right?
Let me tell you the hindrance to moving on.
Mm-hmm.
It's assumed loyalty to an organization that does not have similar loyalty to you.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
I've seen so many times that people refuse to move on because they have assumed loyalty to an organization, mm-hmm. whether that's a for-profit, non-profit, whatever that may be, they have an assumed loyalty.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happens. Those executives, those heads, that board chair, whatever, they get into a room, they start talking about where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, your name don't pop up. They going in a different direction.
And they're moving in a different direction.
And then they're calling you into the office
mm-hmm.
to kindly say, you need to pack up your cubicle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you don't, security gonna drag you out.
Yeah. We don't need the security back you out, but we gonna do that. But I think that is the most challenging thing is that the teams themselves will trade you away without cause. We know that from Boston. I remember when the incident with Kendrick Perkins in Boston a few years ago.
Yep.
People were all sad and all broken. Like, man, I'm so sad. And KP. He's leaving KP. Yeah. Well, that was the management move. They were trying to free up some money on the salary cap.
Yep.
And they weren't sure if he was a good fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they left him there. And I think part of the issue is that we fall in love with organizations with a loyalty that we have for them that they do not similarly have for us. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the first nuggets is realizing that organizations are only as loyal as you are in their current strategy, in their current structure, in their current way of valuing you. And if that ever changes, they may move you around and it'll be devastating because you are completely loyal to
completely
this system. Completely. So.
Yeah. And like you said, you are as valuable as you are valuable to them.
Now.
Right?
Right now.
Right now. Not in the future.
Yeah, right now.
Not what it used to be. Bro, ask AI. Ask, you know what I'm saying? Ask who you want to say, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
You know, ask Shaquille O'Neal. There's so many basketball references where you can see like, yo, old dog. They didn't even take you out to pasture, bro. They didn't even shoot you in the back of the head and put you out your misery. They just shipped you off to somewhere else. Ooh. They just put you on another farm.
Ooh.
Like, bro, I've been grazing in this farm all my life. I can't just keep grazing until I can't graze no more. Ooh. Nah. Goodness. You're taking up too much space. You know what I'm saying? We need this room to move on, right? And so you have these ideas, these competing ideas where in life, people feel as like, oh, if I'm loyal to something, this something will be loyal to me.
So you mean this can translate into a church too?
It can translate into a relationship. It can translate into your husband and wife. When you run into a situation where your husband or your wife feels like you're no longer valuable to the team, holla at you.
Bruh.
When you're in an organization that may involve
I see this
costs,
all the time.
I'm saying, I be too.
Yeah,
you're in an organization that's supposed to be built fundamentally on the teachings of Jesus Christ, when you're no longer useful to that organization, you could be gone too.
You could be gone.
You could be gone too.
Can we just stop right there for our audience and just say, you could be gone too. There's something in us that doesn't want to believe because of our loyalty.
Right.
You know, I give it all.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, my father grew up in an era where they were giving out watches. You remember this era? Well, if you work somewhere for 30 years.
Yep. You get that watch.
You get that watch. Yo, millennials live in a culture now where they're lucky to have worked in a place for more than 3 years.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't get the watch moment. And when you're gone, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unexpected thing. And so this idea that something is loyal to you, organizations are only as loyal or entities or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or boyfriends and girlfriends and wives.
Yeah. As your value is in that moment, right? And so one, I think what it begs for us is a new need for self-awareness, self-loyalty. And I don't mean selfishness. I want to distinguish between selfishness and self-awareness. And it's to say, when does something really need to change, right? So this is one of the things professionally for people who are listening. You need to have career goals, not just try to create job security.
Absolutely.
You need to have career goals.
Yeah.
That means that however this thing turns out, whether I get called into the office because they've switched strategies or whether I walk out the door, I have a defined plan of where I would like to be. And everything that I take moving forward only adds value to the overall plan of what I desire, right? And so I think, again, we've been taught from a generation, secure job, secure this, secure that. Well, what happens when that security changes because my value of relationship changes?
Right.
What would you say some practical implications of that if we're not going to get no gold watch? If we ain't getting the gold watch no more. What are some of the practical implications for the listening audience?
Well, let me tell you this, man. As we're talking, I'm thinking, why don't people move on, right? Why don't people move on, right?
Why not?
So there's a couple things at play. One, I'll give you three. So one is people are afraid, right? What am I going to do? What's next? What's out there? You just said, we talked about it pre-show, sometimes you have to burn the boat, you got to burn the bridge, you got to set sail, you know what I'm saying? And you can't turn back, right? If you are afraid to move, if you are afraid to be great, if you are afraid to be better than where you already are because you're comfortable or whatever excuse you make, you've already set yourself up for failure.
Mm.
So you don't move on because you're afraid.
Good.
That is a problem, right? Another thing is people don't move on because they're listening to the wrong people.
Mm. What do you mean?
KD says, Mama, what should I do? Mama say, get that chip. Mama say, why be loyal to a team that could be gone just like James Harden was gone? Mama say, I want you to be happy. I want you to go to a place where you feel comfortable, where you feel good, where you can elongate your career. If you keep playing here, shooting 50 shots a night, if you stay here shooting 50 shots a night, you are going to burn out, son. Go somewhere where you can shoot 20 shots a night. We can enjoy sitting on the bench and resting your legs and taking a night off if need be. Mm. When you have a culture that's great, when you have a team culture that's great, an organizational culture that's great, when you have people, bro, when I say, well, this is not a time to praise the Warriors, but when I say their bench, bro, their bench has been deep outside of this season for a long time. And they've kept a lot of people like, yo, why do you still have this guy? Why do you still have that? Because when they come off the bench, they produce.
They're fresh.
They're fresh. And they're like that, right? And they're good. And so when you're looking at an organization, I'm looking to make a change. Hey, man, yes, I might be the CEO. I might be the CFO.
Whew.
I might be whatever the case may be. But who else in this organization can I look at and say, yo, these are the team. These are team players.
Whew.
Right? LeBron, in contrast, wants to be the CEO, the CFO, the da-da-da-da-da, and he's not too concerned about who else is playing as long as they can give him a certain amount of minutes and a certain amount of buckets. Mm. He wants to play hero ball, right? So anyway, let me digress off the
LeBron. You're killing right now.
I don't want LeBron people to come for me because you can't have real conversations.
And remember,
with
BJ players. Never said anything about it. LeBron, if you listen to this, any Warriors player, yeah. I'm neutral.
I love LeBron. Yeah. I'm just LeBron fans you can't have a logical conversation with, so I'm all for that. So, and the third thing is, you don't make a move because of pride.
Oh.
I've done this for so long. Oh, I put so many eggs in this basket. I've tried. I'm just going to stay with it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have to move on. And if your pride gets in the way, you're too proud to say, I failed. You're too proud to say, this isn't going anywhere. You're too proud to be like, well, if we just try one more time. KD was like, bro, I done been here 8 years, bro.
Yeah, listen to this. One of the greatest challenges that I see with myself and with others is a false hope and optimism in something that is not going to grow anymore.
It's not going anywhere.
You got to know I have readjusted and I re-challenged and I re-engaged this thing. It has not changed. So if it doesn't change, guess who has to change? I have to change,
absolutely.
Right? And I'll give my three practical steps to changing. One, you have to tell the truth about what's going on, right? If you do not tell the truth, you will not be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. It is painful to tell the truth, right? You have to be able to share the truth in ways that even engage your pain. Two, you have to grieve that things are not the same no more.
Yep.
Right? Some of us don't want to be emotional about it.
Yeah.
And we just want to deal in a relationship or come to truths and conclusions, tell the truth. And we don't want to grieve that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you have to learn new information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if that's over, then what?
Then
right?
What?
So I encourage people to read like you don't, like there's no tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I would say I encourage is to practice new habits, right? The need for us to practice new habits given the new information. And that's where transformation truly comes from, is that when we tell the truth, when we grieve the things that have occurred, the changes that have occurred, we learn new information and then we practice new habits, then we can move on with a clear and concise conscience.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Bro, they're not ready for this right now.
They're not ready for this.
People were like, oh, I'm going to have a woes for me. I'm going to just be so sad. I'm going to just listen to this episode and think back on why I didn't make it.
Yeah.
Time out for that, man.
Yeah.
It's over for that, man.
Yeah.
You need to move on.
Mm.
You need to grieve. You need to grow. We trying to slow pitch some stuff to y'all.
Yeah.
We lobbing some stuff up to you guys. We Chris Paul to whoever he lobs to anybody.
Blake Griffin. When he was on Blake.
You know what I'm saying? It could be DeAndre Jordan. It could be Clint Capella. Whoever you need to catch this lob, that's what you need to be doing with your life right now. We throwing them up there.
Yeah, and it's a business. And I just need to say this to you. Yeah. It's business. It's not personal.
It's not personal.
It's not personal.
It's not personal at all.
And you just got to remember that. And here's the thing. When you fight, and this is what I've had to teach my own self. Mm-hmm. When I make a move or a move's made and I don't agree with it, I have to remind myself it's business. It's not personal. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's not a one-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? As a person of dignity, mm-hmm. as a person of worth, mm-hmm. that's a two-way street.
Make yourself valuable.
That's right. When I make the decision... Mm-hmm. to make a move, it's just business. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. And I think that as our listeners listen to it, I want to lob the ball to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's business. Right. It's not personal.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. So listen, this is Build a Better Us podcast. We're trying to make people great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One conversation at a time.
Yeah.
If you feel like your brand is tarnished,
yeah.
if you feel like you're not making business decisions.
That you've been bamboozled.
That you've been hoodwinked.
That you've been, Plymouth Rock didn't land on you. I mean, it didn't land. It landed on you.
It landed on you. Plymouth Rock is upside your head.
Yeah.
This is what you need in your life. This podcast, what we're doing with life coaching, providing therapy. Yeah. We're just making sure people can be their best selves. You know what I'm saying? Like, be your best self. We want people to be excellence.
Mm. How can they find you?
Simple. C. John Roar. SEJUNROAR.
All right. Yeah. And at BJ116. And also, mm-hmm. here while you listen to this episode, buildabetterus.com, you can click coaching mm-hmm. and you can get some one-to-one connections
yeah.
with myself and JP. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we appreciate you. I mean, we've said all we can say.
And our goal is to help you become a better you.
So that we can become a better us.
Thanks for listening.
Holla, holla.
Thank you for tuning in to the Build a Better Us podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever podcasts are played. You too can become a part of the BBU Nation today by continuing these discussions on social media. Be sure to go like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter at Build a Better Us, and on Instagram at BBU Social. To keep up with other exciting events and resources, visit our website at buildabetterus.com. On behalf of the entire BBU team, we'll see you next time on the Build a Better Us podcast.